Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 10. Greetings, dear listener, and welcome to the Let's Talk podcast. This is the 77th episode, and thank you for tuning in and for listening. Last week, we tackled sola gratia, which is saved by grace alone. And this week, we shall seek to look at sola fide, which is by faith alone. And so we sought to understand last week on the assurance that is found in by grace alone, such that for the believer, if we have been saved by grace alone, then God is able to keep us and to help us persevere. We have forgiveness. We have freedom from sin. We have confidence when we approach his throne of grace. We have joy when we live our Christian life because we know that we have been saved by grace, that God thought it wise to save us. And that is the great comfort that the believer can find in salvation by grace. With me in studio is Emmanuel Simiu. He can greet you as we proceed.
Greetings to our listeners today. Karibuni sana to this week's episode. I'm glad to have you on deck.
Yeah, thank you, Simiu. Anything about last week's episode?
Sola gratia or gratia or gratia, depending on where you're coming from. That was the episode we endeavored to shed a lot of light into. That salvation is by grace alone, which is a gift from God. That Christ was given to us graciously. None of us was deserving of him. And out of the love of God, as you have read from Ephesians 2, God willed and purposed that Christ would come, and he gives his life for us. And today, we are saved. We are saved by grace alone. Amazing imperatives that we sought to... We sought to pass across was, look, this is by grace alone we have been saved, and this is a gift of God to us. And to the believers, thank God, man, you are quote-unquote righteous. You're made righteous before God, which is a gift from God. So brag about nothing. And to non-believers, the way we want to heap a lot of praises to ourselves and think we can buy and purchase our way to heaven, then caution. Salvation is by grace alone and not any of our human efforts. And so for that, is a building block to this week's episode. Now, what do we mean by faith alone? And for the next few minutes, we shall endeavor to shed a lot of light into that as well.
Yeah, and this was a real deal to Paul in Galatians chapter 5 from verse 1. It says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is required to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace." And so this was a real thing and was a real issue in the days of Paul, where the works of the law, and in this example that is circumcision, was raised above grace. And what he's simply trying to tell them: if you endeavor to have a right standing with God through the keeping of the law, then you have to be perfect in keeping that law. Because if you break the law at any point, you have broken the entire law. But if you are to be justified by faith, then the perfection lies not on yourself, but it lies on Christ, the sinless man, incarnate God, him who was in and from the beginning, who created the heavens, the firstborn from the dead. He has to be perfect for you to be justified. And so he would tell them that if it is faith plus anything else, then Christ is of no value to you at all. And so sola fide is that we have been justified by faith alone, that we have a right standing with God, not by our own works, but by our faith in him.
Steve should have said, now Simiu, what is your time? that is the reason for the 1 minute silence.
No, not a minute.
I think I may read from Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. Yet indeed I count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, whom I have suffered loss for all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. And he continues to say, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, which is from the law, that is through, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Just to say that Christ has been gracefully given to us, right? Which is a gift to us. I mean, Christ has lived a perfect life, and God has given Christ to us by believing in him. John chapter 1 verse 12, those who believed in him, he gave them the power to be called his children, right? Christ has been given to us by faith, that by believing in him, then we are called children of God. That faith is the means through which we receive God's gift of Christ. And as you have said, nothing of our own, no amount of money can purchase our righteousness, no amount of good things can make us right before God, but faith which has been given to us by the Lord himself.
And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who honestly seek him. And when you made mention of Paul, in the verses that precede that, Paul makes mention of how he was a law keeper, how he was perfect from birth. He describes himself as the Jew of Jews. When it comes to keeping the law, he was flawless, or without error and without fault. He had confidence in his good works. If there was a man who would actually boast and would actually say that my righteousness is my own, it is Paul. He kept the law, the Pharisee, a Jew from birth, born from the line of, or born as a Jew, and all those manner of things. And yet he claimed that his righteousness is not his own, because he knew that pleasing God is not dependent on his good works. It is dependent on his belief in the coming of Christ and in the death for and on his behalf. And so sometimes we may want to look into our lives and say, you know, my entry into heaven is based on the position I am in, in my local church, or even in the Christian Union, or wherever you are.
I'm the youth leader.
Without you, praise and worship will not happen. You know, you just enter like this, and we'll feel the presence of God has come. Your face has been plastered in all form of banners in the crusades that you have held. You know, and so you gain confidence in yourself. You gain confidence in your good works. Mm-hmm. You gain confidence in the exploits that you have done mm-hmm. on behalf mm-hmm. of God. Mm-hmm. And yet that is not it.
That's not it.
Your baptism does not justify you.
That's not it.
Your parents don't justify mm-hmm. you.
No, your parent is a pastor.
Mm. The bishop.
The bishop.
Yeah. Your confirmation or any practice that your church does,
mm.
none of those things justify you.
Mm.
You have given your money
mm.
entirely.
Mm.
There's a story of a man called Cornelius.
Mm. Yeah.
He gave generously to those in need, and yet he was not justified. The gospel and the faith that he needed to have, that is the only thing that makes us have a right standing with God. Not to disqualify the doing of good works, but to affirm that it is only by faith that we are saved. Yes, Simiu, now I have called your name.
Steve is a good listener. I wish he applies the same in his exams. It's amazing. I know while you're talking about Paul mm-hmm. and you're back and forth mm-hmm. about stature
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
every other thing that mm-hmm. human beings see mm-hmm. and acclimatize as what will warrant our righteousness before Christ. Mm-hmm. It made me think of King David mm-hmm. and Prophet Samuel, mm-hmm. when he's going to anoint mm-hmm. the son, mm-hmm. one of the sons of Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Jesse is showcasing mm-hmm. all the children, mm-hmm. and he leaves mm-hmm. Before Jesse sees all the stature. Mm-hmm. The stature of these people mm-hmm. are right before. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. one is handsome, the other mm-hmm. is tall, the other one has physical strength.
Mm-hmm.
But reminds me that God was not looking at every of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
God isn't looking for mm-hmm. every of our good work.
Mm-hmm.
God was looking for a heart of David,
mm-hmm.
right? His faith, his character,
mm-hmm.
his every other thing,
mm-hmm.
despite his... should I say physical disability?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to mm-hmm. refer that to it. And it's amazing. It's brilliant that the Lord has made it mm-hmm. this way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified, this mm-hmm. is Romans 5:1.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, having been justified mm-hmm. by faith,
mm-hmm.
we have peace with God
mm-hmm.
through our Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
through whom
mm-hmm.
we have access by faith
mm-hmm.
came to this grace
mm-hmm.
in which we stand
mm-hmm.
and rejoice in hope
mm-hmm.
of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
Look, our right standing before God mm-hmm. is by faith, alone,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That Christ has lived a perfect life
mm-hmm.
and by actually believing in him,
mm-hmm.
what I had said before,
mm-hmm.
we are counted to us
mm-hmm.
as righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So our justification.
Mm-hmm.
Justification simply means...
Mm-hmm.
Made right
mm-hmm.
before God.
Mm-hmm.
God does not see our sins.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are sinful.
Mm-hmm.
God does not see our sins,
mm-hmm.
but God sees the perfect life
mm-hmm.
that Christ lived
mm-hmm.
just by living in him.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not subject to the wrath of God
mm-hmm.
by having faith in Christ
mm-hmm.
alone.
Yeah. So dear listener, not the number of podcasts or Christian podcasts that you listen to shall justify you. Even listening to this one. Not that you run away. Don't tune out. But even not your church attendance.
True.
You know, sometimes when you go to share the gospel, you're like, I am so and so, I would like to bring to you the gospel. And then they say, ah, may I go to church?
Mm.
It's like, wait.
Mm.
That is not it. And we cannot have confidence in that. And there are very many examples of men and women who lived by faith in Hebrews chapter 11.
Yeah.
And this by faith alone that we are talking about is, first of all, the reception of God's word and of the gospel.
Mm.
And not only that, we are told in Romans that the just shall live
by faith.
So it is not only by faith alone are we saved, it is by faith alone shall
we live.
So that in Noah, for the example of Noah, it says, by faith Noah, when he was warned about things he had not seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. And by his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. Hebrews again 11:13 says, all these people, it made mention of Abraham, of Isaac, of Sarah. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They walked not by sight, but they walked by faith. The father of faith, Abraham himself, after crying to God for a son, he finally is given a son.
Amen.
And then God comes and tells him, that son, sacrifice him to me. And a very beautiful thing is mentioned in verse 19, that Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead. And so in a matter of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. He reasoned that if God gave me this son, and if he wants me to sacrifice him to him, I will sacrifice and he will raise him back from the dead. That is the kind of faith that the believer should live by. Not because we cannot see what the future holds. Not because we are not certain about a few things. We cannot have clarity on everything. But faith is defined as the confidence of what we hope for and the assurance of the things that we do not see. We do not know where the creation came from. We have not seen our forgiveness. We are told that we have been washed, we have been cleansed, we have been sanctified. We are told that God has placed in us a new heart. We are told that we are a new creation. We are told that we have peace with God, as you mentioned. It is recorded in scripture as well that our names are written in the book of life. Jesus would tell his disciples, don't rejoice that demons ran away in your name, but rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. I am sure, Simeo, you have not seen the book of life. Neither have I. But I have watched films and it is written by a feather. I am not very certain. I'm not sure if God uses feathers.
Yeah. And the book has a cover. Has a cover of a skin. You know, it is a big one. Yeah. And it looks like those ancient things that... Yeah, it is by faith that we live, right? It is by faith alone. And Christ, I think Apostle Peter in 1 Peter really labored to expound on living in faith, living by faith in Christ. That first salvation is by faith, and also our lives are by faith. Look, our waking up tomorrow is not guaranteed, right? Our food tomorrow is not guaranteed. Even today is.
Yeah. Even today, that is very true.
Even today, then we should highlight today. And so many other things are not assured, but by faith alone in Christ Jesus alone. Now that's beautiful. That is a very beautiful divide.
Yeah, that our lives are lived by faith. And maybe a final comment in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. These are men who lived by faith, and these are men and women who even died by that same kind of faith. And that is a very beautiful and profound thing.
Yeah.
So that if it is not by faith alone we seek the glory of God, because we attribute our life and our salvation to ourselves and God is not glorified.
Yeah.
If it is not by faith alone, we end up like the Pharisees who Christ really had a contention with. And we become self-righteous. We become hypocrites. Because if we are to be justified by the law, we have to keep it in its entirety, as we had highlighted previously. If it is not by faith alone, then that means that we become proud and we gain confidence in ourselves.
Man.
We start walking with our chests.
Yeah. what Steve does. It's a common practice for my brother here.
Yeah.
That the bark does not stop with us, right? We are mere bystanders of the gospel, and we ought to preach it so well and so faithfully to others, that by faith, and if God wills, He may be pleased to, He may grant out of His providence, allow them to come to this faith. I think that is so beautiful, and it brings some sense of, you know, it gives you some hope in the Lord. You know, bro, if you would be planning for everything, including your life after death, bana, life would be so stressful. I mean, you don't have enough cash to plan for tomorrow, or what will happen to this. But by, I don't know, living in the moment and living not oblivious of God's providence, living in light of who He is and His providence, gives you some hope. I mean, if He wills, I will live tomorrow. If He wills, I will do what He wants me to do tomorrow. If He wills, I will go to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the Lord's day. If it's His will, then I will go to the church, to church and to His service tomorrow. It takes us away from ourselves and brings us to Him, and it makes us see His providence and to appreciate what God really is doing in our lives every day.
Yeah, that is very true and very beautiful. And in Romans chapter 4, we are reminded of the father of faith, the man Abraham. And I would just like us to reflect on this together. It says in verse 1, what then shall we say
to these things
about Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but rather, Simeon, as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work but trusts God, who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. And so the beautiful thing about by faith alone is that our account, or rather faith, I do not know how I would put it, but it is the initiator and the foundation of our justification. That is faith. And so by this faith alone, not by works, because no one is justified by works. If it is by faith alone, then we are credited as righteous men and women, just like Abraham. And it goes on in verse 11 and verse 18, rather, it says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said of him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and Sarah's womb was also dead. In verse 20, it says, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. And that is why it was credited to him as righteousness. And these words, it was credited to him, were not written for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him, who was raised, Jesus our Lord, from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. And so the greatest merit that we get from the concept of by faith alone is that it shall be credited to us as righteousness. That even against all hope, we shall still have hope.
We shall.
We we shall hope.
Should death come, we have hope. Should we lack, we have hope. And the greatest hope that we have, that when we die, we don't die, but we will receive eternal life. And the hope that we have, that salvation is ours. And by faith we will live. For Christians, by faith you shall stand, right? It is by faith alone that you will stand. Though the ravages of persecutions may come your way, though there are a lot of challenges, the lacking, there's so many other things. In the course of, though there is pain and suffering in the course of living for Christ, though it's unpopular to live for him, and there is every kind of animosity in the world against every other thing, though a lot of tumult will be said against those who advocate for him,
yeah,
it is by faith alone that we shall live. It reminds me of a beautiful hymn. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen, amen. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us.
And that faith which alone justifies is never alone.
Yeah.
We are justified by faith alone, but that faith must be expressed in love and in action.
Yeah.
And James would make mention of that and say that in James chapter 2, he says, "Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds." That is in verse 18. Such that the faith that we endeavor to live by must be expressed through love. And that is also what Paul mentioned in Galatians 5, I believe verse 8 there. I am not certain, but an opportunity for you to read that entire chapter. That this faith must be expressed by deeds, as James would say, and Paul would also say, this faith must be expressed by love. Love for God, love for his church, love for the lost, love for your brother, love for your neighbor, love for Christ and for his word.
Amen. Amen. The implications of this is, for me, by faith alone, thank you, Lord, for saving me. It's not ironical. We have disputed faith plus works. But we are saying that we are saved unto good works. So be saved. So how will they know that you're saved? Giftings, no fruits. Whoever abides in me bears more fruit. So because I love the Lord and I have faith in Jesus, Jesus Christ loved people. Let me love them. My parting shot would be we are saved by grace alone through faith. It is exclusively faith, and it's not inclusive by human efforts. And because he has done that, then we have and we ought to live in thanksgiving, with joy, and a lot of hope in him alone. So thanks be to the Lord for saving us by faith. By grace through faith.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Simiu. So our right standing with God is ultimately by our belief. If you try and add your good works, you're simply adding filthy rags. But the evidence of this faith that we should live by is that of love and good works. Thank you, dear listener, for listening, for tuning in, and for staying this entire time. We love you from wherever you are. Simi would say greet your people, but I shall not allow him to say that. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you.